You have tuned in to Open Mic on CJSF Radio, broadcasting on 90.1 FM from Burnaby Mountain, BC.
You're listening to CJSF 90.1 FM, broadcasting from Burnaby, BC.
It is 3 p.m. on May 9th, 2025. We broadcast on the unceded territory of the Coquitlam, the Musqueam, the Squamish, and Tsleil-Waututh. Listen online at cjsf.ca or on our radio app. Depending, you could download from your Apple or Google Store depending on your device. Welcome to episode 18 of the Steve Chong Show, part of Open Mic on CJSF 90.1 FM, the campus community radio station for Simon Fraser University. I'm your host, Steve Chong. There will be another set of independent music, commentary on SF Athletics, and edition of SFU News. I would like to thank you, the listeners, for listening to music, content, and interviews that are rarely, if ever, addressed by major media. Being a host at CJSF for the last 14 years is due to all of you. First up is Cat Riggins' Revival. With Southern Soul.
Check the flow in the sweat. Ma'am, sir, thank you and please. That southern charm is more than just talk. Digging up with from the roots of the tree. My people, we be walking the walk. Ain't nothing like it. Don't get no better. They broke the mold on the southern soul.
Nothing like the southern soul.
Thank you.
That was Southern Soul from Cat Riggins' Revival. Next up is Mike Sabadash's Indica original game soundtrack. Here is Leviticus. Now I'd like to comment on SF Athletics at this time. On May 3rd, the Red Leaf softball, the third seed, confronted the Western Washington Vikings, the top seed, for the 2025 GNAC Softball Championships at Halley Field in Nampa, Idaho, where the first pitch was at 10 a.m. Pacific. With SFU down 5-0 in the top of fifth, Christine Debiduke put the Red Leafs on board with a single to third as Aaron Murphy scored from third and Aaron McMillan advanced to third. McMillan scored on a Janik Balkan single to left center as Christine Davyduke advanced to second and scored on an error by the Vikings first baseman Olivia Metlock as Ray Bates reached safe at first as SFU called back on their deficit to Western Washington 5-3. However, the Vikings went up 6-3 in the bottom of fifth, as McKenna Crum reached first on an error by the SFU shortstop Grace McMillan and Nari Johnson scored from third. However, in their last chance in the top of seventh, the Red Leafs refused to quit as Janik Balkan doubled down the left field line, which played at Christine Debiduke from third, and Cassidy Affel from second, as SFU chased the Western Washington starter, Ollie Kimball, with the score 6-5 Vikings. Just a minute, please. Some of my summary might be wrong. Just a minute, please. Just bear with me here. Just looking at the play-by-play on the bottom of 7th. Okay. Actually, it was the actual starter. Yeah, the starter was Kong. No, the starter was Kimball. But, just a minute. Sorry, just box score isn't that great right now. Not really sure what happened here. Just looking at the pitching. Okay, so looking at the play-by-play. Oh, okay. See, Ollie Kimball, who was the starting pitcher, was replaced by the second pitcher, Kay Kong, but Kay Kong was actually... for the SFU's first two runs in the top of seventh, the Red Leafs chased the Western Washington reliever Kay Kong for the starter Ollie Kimball, who returned to the game for the second time with the score 6-5 Vikings. After Kimball got two outs, Red Leafs Lizzie Sergiev upended the score on a two-run home run as SFU capped up a four-run barrage in the top of seventh to lead 7-6. But Western Washington tied the score at 7 in the bottom of seventh when Olivia Matlock reached second on the Red Leafs shortstop Grace McMillan's second throwing error as Viking Haley Kim scored from second. After Western Washington loaded the bases, pinch hitter Paris Della Maggiore singled off the SFU starter Monica Bork, which plated Paris Huston from third. Just a minute, please. And the Vikings edged the Red Leafs 8-7 to win the 2025 GNAC softball crown despite making three errors, as Western Washington won their second consecutive softball crown with SFU's four errors proving to be their downfall. The Red Leafs were led by Jannik Balkan, who went 4-for-4, 3 runs batted in, followed by Christian Debiduk, who went 2-for-4, 2 runs scored, 1 run batted in, Lizzie Sergiev, who went 1-for-3, 2 runs scored, 2 runs batted in, as starter Monica Bork pitched a complete game as she went 6.1 innings, 3 earned, 8 overall. Bork made the 2025 GNAC Softball Championships All-Tournament team as one of two pitchers, along with her teammates Aaron Murphy, Abby McGlynn, both as outfielders, and Jannik Balkan as the utility player. Viking McKenna Crum, the third outfielder in the 2025 GNAC Championships All-Tournament team, was also named the 2025 GNAC Championship MVP as she went 3-for-4, 1 run batted in, and scored 1 run in the championship game. Crum was followed by Emma Andrzejewski-Ramirez, the catcher in the 2025 GNAC Championship All-Tournament team, as she went 2-for-3 with 2 runs scored. And Nairi Johnson, who went 2-for-3 with 1 run scored, as Ollie Kimball, the second pitcher in the 2025 GNAC Championships All-Tournament team, won her second game of the 2025 GNAC Softball Championship Tournament after one earned run in 6 innings of work at Haley Field in Nampa, Idaho. 4 events occurred on May 5th for SFU Athletics. The Red Leafs Women's Golf started in the 2025 NCAA Division II West Regional at Tascosa Golf Club in Amarillo, Texas, where the first tip-offs were at 7:30 Pacific. Later on, 6 women's basketball players made the SFU Dean's Honor Roll, where the criteria were 3.5 GPA or above, except the first years. Sania Gill, Natalie Charity, Rachel Lukes, Caitlin Tatewayu, Sophia Wysoski, and Rylan Cork. The Red Leafs track and field added Jenny Tate, who hails from White Rock and attends Semiamu Secondary. Janip Tate is a top thrower who has earned multiple district regional titles, two silver medals in the 2024 U18 Provincial Championship, a number 7 national ranking in 2024, and a gold in the 2025 U20 Provincial Championships, culminated with a top 10 in national rankings in 2025. Perhaps the biggest story on May 5, 2025, was the SFU men's basketball adding Barnaby Craydock as their head coach, after coaching three different schools in youth sports to the final 8 men's national basketball tournament. Most recently, Barnaby Craydock completed a 13-year run at University of Alberta, based in Edmonton, compiling a record of 282-180, a 701 winning percentage, and led the Golden Bears to 8 final 8 appearances with 2 bronze medals in 2014 and 2017. Craydock also led University of Alberta to 2 Canada West Conference Championships, 2014-2017, where the Golden Bears won 180-60 in Canada West regular season play. Barnaby Craydock has earned multiple Coach of the Year awards, as he won the Stuart W. Aberdeen Memorial Trophy in 2022 as the U Sports Coach of the Year, on top of 3 Canada West Coach of the Year honors in 2018, 2020, and 2022, selected by his peers. On May 6, SFU Athletics announced 33 Red Leafs who will represent SFU for the 2025 GNAC Outdoor Track and Field Championships, where distances will be in meters. First, with the women's track events, 100 features Emma Conan, Jalen Cummings, Serena Hailu Kenny, as 200 also showcases Conan and Cummings. While 400 just features Veronica Robertson, 800 showcases Salin Tasimir, Elizabeth Vanderput, Stephanie Miller, Alicia Renahan, and Charlotte Prankley. 1500 features Rachel Watkins, Salin Tasimir, Charlotte Prankley, Alicia Renahan, while 5,000 also showcases Watkins, Ella Marion, and Milena Kalish. Furthermore, Red Leafs women will compete in the 4x400 relay. For the women's field events, triple jump features Olivia Winbio and Jaslyn Negra, who will also compete at long jump, along with Serena Hailu Kennedy. High jump showcases Olivia Winbio with Susanna Linuski in hammer throw. Now with the men's track events, 100 features Jacob Hall, Liam O'Donnell, Josiah Benson-McCoy, Adrian Law, Jeremy Belcher, as 200 also showcases Hall, Benson-McCoy, and Law. 400 hurdles feature Tyson Carr, while 800 showcases Andrew Thompson and Matthias Del Riotegi. 1500 features Benjamin Schoening, Sebastian Brinkman, Jacob Wadani, Braden All, while 5000 also showcases Brinkman and Schoening. Furthermore, Red Leafs men will compete in the 4x400 relays. For the men's field events, long jump features Nicholas Monroe, Mitchell Gibbs, and Adi Kanta. While high jump just showcases Kaysen McDermott, triple jump features Mitchell Gibbs, Jeremy Belcher, and Eddie Kanta. Hammer throw showcases Dominic Walholm with Jared Chong in javelin, with no biological relation to yours truly. On May 7th, SFU women's golf team completed the 3-day NCAA Division II West Regional at Tascoma Golf Course in Amarillo, Texas, where the Red Leafs finished 11 among 18 teams after firing 58 over par, 910 strokes over 3 rounds. Mira Minhas led SFU after 10 over par, 223 strokes, an 8-way tie for 22. Anaya Bando after 15 over par, 228 strokes, a 5-way tie for 46. Dana Smith after 17 over par, 230 strokes for 55th. Izzy Ferguson after 20 over par, 233 strokes, a six-way tie for 67th. And Chloe Tran after 26 over par, 239 strokes, a three-way tie for 81. While Cadence Cove didn't play, a nine-way tie for 103rd and last. The Dallas Baptist Patriots and Midwestern State Mustangs finished tied for first after three rounds with 29 over par, 881 strokes each, after which the Mustangs won in a sudden playoff for the 2025 NCAA Division II Women's Golf Championships at Tascoma Golf Course in Amarillo, Texas, where Midwestern's Brooklyn Flanagan finished tied for first with West Texas A&M's Anna Nomrowski after 3 over par, 216 strokes each, after which Nomrowski won in a sudden death playoff to earn the individual crown. On May 8th, the Red Leaf Men's Golf started in the 3-day 2025 NCAA Division II West-South Regional Championships at Victoria Club in Riverside, California, with the first tip-offs at 7:30 a.m., followed by SFU's tip-offs at 12:40 p.m. Later on May 8th, the SFU Women's Basketball announced the addition of Gwendolyn Aslan and Zoe Sharp to its 2025 Women's Basketball recruiting class. Zoe Sharp is a transfer sophomore from Tusculum University, where she played as a guard for the women's basketball team. Sharp was a star basketball player as a youth in Scotland, as she represented Scotland from U14 to U18. On top of playing for Great Britain in their U16 and 18 teams. Now, Gwendolyn Asland, she's a transfer senior after playing in Cal State East Bay and Bellevue College. In her last season at Cal State East Bay, Gwendolyn Asland ranked 8th in the CCAA rebounds per game, with her season high 20 points on February 20th, 2025. Two events are on tap today. While the Red Leafs men's golf are continuing in the 2025 Division II West South Regional Championships at Victoria Club in Riverside, California. Just a minute, please. SFU track and field teams are in the GNAC Outdoor Track and Field Championships. Just a minute, please. Let me go down some SFU scores at this time. Let me look at the live results. Just looking at that. Sorry. Yeah, hardly any of the event actually has started. Really. Let me look at the field. Okay, some field events have already occurred. Let's see, look at the men's hammer throw. No Red Leaf reached top 10. Men's long jump, Nicholas Monroe leaped 7.17 for second, only behind Jerome Rihari of Northwest Nazarene. In the women's high jump, no Red Leaf reached top 10. I'm just looking at events as they are listed in their chronological order. In the women's shot put, no SFU, no Red Leaf reached top 10 either. In the men's pole vault, not sure if the Red Leafs ever competed in that one. Okay, now to the track. The track, multi-day track, multi-event track. Sorry, the website isn't that great right now. Oh, never mind. The men's 3000 SC, no Red Leaf went top 10, much like women's 3000. Let's see if men's hurdles, 110 HM, no, nobody competed.
And now for a CJSF Heritage Minute. Simon Fraser University, the 1960s. In the earliest days of SFU, a renegade unlicensed radio station begins broadcasting around campus. 1974. Volunteers established the Simon Fraser Campus Radio Society, which operates CJSF to this day. 1985. The station obtains a cable license, bringing CJSF to a wider audience. And we've been changing the sound of radio in Burnaby ever since. And now for a CJSF Heritage Minute. During the 80s and the 90s, CJSF would come into its own as a serious platform for independent artists and a forum for people to express ideas not present in the mainstream media. Summer 2002, CJSF receives a license from the Canadian Radio Telecommunications Commission to broadcast over the FM airwaves. February 13th, 2003, 7 p.m., CJSF goes on air at 90.1 FM, and we've been changing the sound of radio in Burnaby ever since.
Hey, you! Yeah, you! This is Leslie, host of Typically Tuesdays on Mondays at 3 p.m. Thanks for choosing to spend your time with us here at CJSF 90.1 FM. We know there are lots of options out there, and we're proud to bring you a wide variety of music and voices every day. So once again, thanks for listening.
Welcome to the second half of episode 18 in the 2025 Steve Chong Show, part of Open Mic on CJSF 90.1 FM, the campus community radio station for Simon Fraser University. I'm your host, Steve Chong. There will be more independent music, along with another edition of SFU News. Today's show is dedicated to you, the listeners, because without you, CJSF wouldn't have been able to feature underrepresented voices for the last six decades. And some listeners have directly provided feedbacks in appreciating my show over the years. First up in the second half is the third act of the hour, Laura Marling's Patterns in Repeat. The song is the title track.
That you'd walk into a room, tell me for the millionth time the many fine points to tell your story. Like Calabasas was in bloom, you know I'm frankly unaware of all the ways in which that is supposed to move me. You could skip the end, the photograph, the friend, the long returning trend that you'd foreseen. Just patterns in repeat, like they've always been.